It ain't like I don't dig going to sporting events, you know, but who the fuck's got the time for it now, man? The whole motherfucking world falling apart. Who the fuck has time for that shit?
Bloody knows, you know? Who knows, really? At the end of the day, there is no one really knows. We can speculate, of course, but we can't really know. The speculation is the only thing we have, really, is the speculation. But to know, my goodness gracious, we would think that the omniscience of God we would know, but we don't, do we? Until then, we can't. We simply can't. Yes, you see.
Oh, the what is this bullshit? Kushner now faces a reckoning for Trump's bet on the air. Nobody in that goddamn motherfucking piece of shit administration is facing a reckoning for anything, bitch. They're not facing a reckoning for shit. Robert Mueller ain't gonna find shit. The Congress of the United States is gonna hold them to shit. They can evade all the taxes they want. They could molest children in that motherfucking White House right now as we speak, and the goddamn Trump fucking base would give them a pass. That's God's truth. I don't give a flying fuck how many motherfuckers don't like what I'm saying. And I, quite frankly, pretty fucking close to believing it, you know. If they did, if they actually found out that there was child abuse going on in the White House, the first thing they would do is somehow blame the Democrats that they talked Trump into it. Somehow they brainwashed him. Maybe they poisoned his food. Maybe they poisoned his fucking cookies and cream ice cream or something, you know. Poisoned his Ready Whip. That would be the first, guaranteed. They're somehow addicted to this fat piece of shit because they think he's got money, so he must be really smart. That's how those simple-minded motherfuckers go about things. He's got money. In America, if you got money, you must be smart. Which shows you that most people in America don't know anything about what money is. How it's made, how it's acquired, how it's, you know, invest anything. If he's rich, he must be smart. And when you get a guy who's a real good salesman, read bullshit artists like Trump, you can fucking sell that shit till the cows come home. Oh, yeah, yes, I am smart. I am a genius. This thinking here, this guy's too much. I take death tomorrow. Tomorrow, if I could sit down with Donald Trump for half an hour, and he can't leave the room, he's got to sit and he's got to listen to me, I would gladly check off this planet tomorrow. Give me 30 minutes with that motherfucker. I'll have him talking to himself. I'll have him ready to put a fucking barrel in his own mouth. That's the problem, man. He's so, you know, he could be so easily taken apart. Now this 60 minutes, Jesus Christ, you know, just give it up, will you, 60 minutes? Go out of fucking business. Do something else with that fucking hour time. You call that a fucking interview, that softball piece of shit? The Mueller investigate. Do you understand that there's an election about ready to happen here? The fucking Mueller investigation hadn't made news in goddamn weeks. Why don't you talk about fucking Don Jr.? Why don't you talk about this fucking New York Times investigation into his income taxes? The fucking Saudi prince? Do you know we got a backlog of shit, motherfuckers? A backlog of shit that you could take on Donald Trump with. But instead, you're coming up with shit that hardly anybody's up to speed on, man. I get it. I understand. But you know what, man? You got a million fucking things you could nail this prick with. That he's far more culpable concerning the Saudi fucking prince. Nobody gives a fuck. You got to keep doing what he does. Take the same fucking point and hammer it over and over and over and over again. Why does he go to nothing but white towns? Why don't you talk him about his rallies? What is it with your fucking rallies, man? Why are you going to nothing but white people country? Will you make a pledge? No, I don't have to make a pledge to you. Okay, that's him being defensive. Now, when he gets like that, brother, you got an opening a fucking mile wide. You can really jump his ass then. I don't have to make a pledge to you. No, you don't make a pledge to me. Make it to the American people. Well, the American people, I'm speaking on behalf of the American people. You could turn him around in fucking knots. And look at this. NBC News corrects Trump's Robert E. Lee comment. Well, he said Robert E. Lee was a great fucking general. He called Grant a drunk. What are you fucking correcting, man? Oh, my God. You listen to the motherfucking speech. Look at this. Creative accounting that allowed Jared Kushner not to pay income tax. No one fucking cares. I'm telling you, they could be molesting children in the White House today. No one would give a fuck. Not really. Not so long as Donald Trump keeps America white. And that's what this goddamn fucking entire presidency is about. And I don't give a shit what anybody says, okay? Because there's plenty of fucking evidence to show that that Barack Obama was bringing the economy back. Look at this fucking bullshit about how he put it into hyper gear. He doesn't know how to put shit into hyper gear. He slashes all these fucking regulations. All these companies start getting a hard on, thinking they're going to start making all kinds of fucking money. So sure, okay. They start to hire. They're not making any money yet. They start to invest a little bit. They're still not keeping their businesses in the country. They're still leaving the goddamn country. They're still shutting down a lot of plants. The fucking wages are still going down. Cutting regulations. Nobody in the history of the goddamn world ever increased GDP with an executive order. So quit being fucking children about it, okay? Quit being goddamn children about this. And start if you're in the news business, you ought to start to educate people as to how this shit works, not just go off and quote every goddamn asinine thing the White House says. Well, the White House today reported that their shit doesn't stink. Oh, my God. Now we have this Hurricane Michael. What do you think he's going to do about that, huh? Probably about as much as Bush did about Katrina, right? In other words, you may have yourself a human disaster, terrible situation there, and every bit as deadly as Puerto Rico, Katrina, anything. But Trump will get out of it because he says this is the way it is. And we do not have a news media in this country any longer that has any fucking idea as to what actually reporting news, and that means truth, is all about. I still feel the need to be objective to the point where they give a bald-faced fucking liar like this guy, well, let's, give him his say. Give him his say what? He can tell if, just go ahead and bullshit everybody? You can go ahead and give him his say. How about doing this? How about labeling what the following is bullshit? Why? Because we know it is, because we checked it out, and here it is. Kushner now faces a reckoning. That, I've never laughed so hard in my life than I read that. Reckoning for what? That motherfucker nothing's going to happen to him, his motherfucking father-in-law, nothing. I got money that says, all the shit everybody thinks is going to happen? Because I'm telling you right now, I'll believe it when I see it. Let me put it that way. I don't think shit is going to come in this Mueller investigation. Because I think they fucking stonewalled this motherfucker to the wall. That piece of shit Giuliani. You know and I know that Donald Trump doesn't do business legally. Never fucking has. The proof is in the goddamn pudding. He's been sued so many fucking times, and he's had to pay off most of the time. The guy gets deposed, and he doesn't remember. He's as crooked as the motherfucking day is long, okay? Doesn't make any difference. That guy's going to walk. Kushner will walk. Don Jr. will walk. A few guys get tossed into prison. Big deal. They won't find shit. Does that mean nothing's going on? Hell no, man. You know, like I said, this guy's got a track record of this shit. Just paid that goddamn Trump University, pays off $20 million in fraud, and like it's no big fucking deal. That's because Donald Trump has promised something more important than whether he's a filthy fucking Russian-sucking criminal, more important than whether he beats his wife, more important than whether he spreads VD throughout his household, fucking every goddamn porn star that he sees, more important than any of that is he will keep the white race in America in power, in control. Goddamn fucking believe it if you don't. And this is coming from a white man, okay? I'm not some fucking rabid, Black Lives Matter, dark-skinned, scary-ass-looking fucking, Black Panther dude. I'm a white boy, as white as they get. And I know my people, my white motherfucking people, stupid. At the very high end, very intelligent, but at the fucking, the working class level, some of these motherfuckers, I'm going to tell you right now, friends of mine, members of my own family, I don't talk to today. I mean, I lost a very, very good friend, and a member of my own fucking family won't talk to me today because of this stupid-ass fucking bullshit. And it all starts at the same conversation point. Well, I remember when all we ever saw were white people around here. I mean, it's a racial element. It is the basis of this whole thing is racial. Don't even fucking bore me with a lot of bullshit. Look at this. Brea is now, she's upset. She's looking at me like, what are you doing, man? I'm trying to goddamn sleep here, motherfuckers. Pre-show's going to go a little long today because I've still got to get my shit together a little bit here. But now, let's more people see Trump win likely. What's that based on? That he's doing good shit? What's that? Huh? You want to tell me about the economy again, motherfuckers? Again, you're going to give me that old fucking saw about how he's hyped, you know, he's supercharged the economy? He rode in on Obama's fucking back on this motherfucker, okay? Now everything, you know, Obama's unemployment numbers weren't good enough. When they drop under Trump, suddenly it's a miracle. And the stock market that Trump points to, because he's too goddamn stupid to understand what the stock market is, and that's a goddamn fact, all of a sudden drops 900 points the other day. Whose fault is that? The Fed chairman, ain't Trump. All right, well, you know, I'll give him a pass on that because I know, and you know, the stock market ain't got nothing to do with the motherfucking president as much as Donald Trump would like you to believe that it does, unless it goes down 900 points, that it doesn't. Because he thinks you're stupid, and you want to know something? And I put myself in it. We probably are. Goddamn fucking dumb. Listen to this river of shit that comes out of this guy. Goddamn fucking unemployment numbers going down. Okay, that's great. I understand that. Wages aren't going up. Oh, well, they are now. Well, yeah, well, they were down, and now they're coming up a little bit. They're still below where they were with Obama. And this fucking, he's really, man, he told those Chinese how to get off, didn't he? Man, he just really, he's working that big time, not. Fucking Chinese have seen Donald Trump's coming down the road for 150 years. Donald Trump ain't nothing new in the Chinese, man. They've seen all these fucking puffed up Western white capitalists come over there and try to tell them how it's done. In every kind of way. Gunboats on the Yangtze River, the Boxer Rebellion, the fucking opium fucking wars. You don't think the Chinese have had a fucking belly full of our ass? Give me a break. Trump goes over there, he's going to start, what, sucking dicks, and he's going to get everybody to love his ass? What do you think Nixon did? Chinese are going to do what the fucking Chinese want to do, and there's no Donald Trump in this motherfucking world is going to change their mind. They'll pat him on the ass and send him back to America, and he'll get all frustrated over the trade deficit, and he'll get all why? Because it's a point of ego with Trump. It doesn't make any difference about the economy. Most of the economists in the world don't think that the deficit with China is significant at all. Most of the economists that weighed in on the deficit situation between the United States and China don't think it's significant at fucking all. And whether you don't like it or whether you do like it or whether you think it's good or whether you don't, it is a global economy. I don't... Trying to turn the clock back, man, over 100 years. Who are you kidding? You've been fucking doing business with the world for decades. You make it all about American workers? You think the American consumer wants to pay the American worker what he wants? Why the fuck do you think the consumers are busting down plate glass windows and killing people, crawling over top of people on Thanksgiving weekend so they can buy all that cheap shit made in countries where even Donald Trump goes to have his goddamn worthless shit made? Why do you think the American consumer would rather buy that shit? Economic nationalism, my fucking ass. Why don't you wake up, man? Bannon, that's the guy that came up with that shit. What are you going to force people into buying American products at an inflated price? The only way they're going to buy American is if you keep the price down. If you keep the price down in America, you're hurting American workers. So it don't work out all that good. It don't work out that way. I had to get back on Periscope is what I ought to do. This is so frustrating to me. Rather than spill it out here, I should be back on Periscope and do my series that I've been threatening to do now for a number of months called I Know Donald Trump Better Than He Knows Himself, Part 1. I like that title. And I'll go about, you know, doing my thing, man, you know, running my fucking mouth, right? What's up, Brian? Jesus. Oh, that was nice, Phil. Well, thank you.
You know, Phil, I heard you screaming and yelling and ranting and raving.
Well, if you understand, are you going to... Now, I got Brea here, and she's already... You know, I'll do something, and she'll do this. She's like, look at me like I'm a wigged out guy, man, huh? Brea girl. Now, I have, just to you guys who have your special voice messages, they are going out tonight. You'll be happy to know. They'll be going out tonight to our customer service. I imagine you'll get them sometime tomorrow. And what else? Well, that's the news that I have to report right now. And I made vegetarian chili last night. It wasn't even chili. I don't even know why I call it that. It was like a can of diced tomatoes, black beans, some sweet corn, only because I saw somebody put it in chili once. I can't remember what else was in there, but no onions. I don't know why I didn't put onions, but there wasn't any onions. But like turmeric, garlic powder, garlic, minced garlic, and a bunch of stuff. Anyway, the whole goddamn thing came to about 1,700 calories. And I mean, I'm telling you, can after can after can, all kinds of shit. 1,700 calories. Meaning, when you're doing 2,000 calories a day, as I am, that's, you can eat that whole goddamn pot of Phil's vegetarian chili, and you're done for the day, and it fills your ass up. I'm telling you. I mean, I could barely move last night. So anyway, well, let's do it, man. I don't know what we're going to do. I have no idea what we're going to do, but sometimes those are the best shows. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. How did Leslie Stahl get voted? I know she's a great interviewer. I get it. I'm trying not to be too critical, but I just... You got the President of the United States sitting there. This guy has been so full of shit, his eyes are brown, since the very beginning. He rarely gives a fucking interview to certainly a media outlet like CBS. So this was a golden opportunity. It's almost as if Trump knew, fuck it, I'll give him a fucking interview. What are they going to fucking do to me? What are they going to say to me? What are they going to get me on? Fuck them. I'm Donald Trump. I'll lie to them. I'm off to fucking Elko, Nevada next week. Going to Elko, Nevada next week. Lily fucking White? Do you think any motherfucker... Did Leslie Stahl address that? To me, that'd be major. What are you doing going to all these fucking white rallies? Get some fucking people. Go to a goddamn population center, man. Well, he'll probably say that. I don't give a fuck what he'll probably say. If you got an interviewer there that knows what they're doing, that's what Trump... CBS? Fuck them. Sure, I'll talk to them. Mr. President, CBS, oh, yeah, I'll talk to them. I don't give a fuck. I can wrap them around my finger any day of the week. And you know what? He's right. You wish Mike Wallace was around. You know, you do. You kind of wish for those days. The guy that seemed to be able to bore in a little bit, you know. Hey, at this point, Trump, you should go ahead and interview with everybody. Let everybody have a shot at you because you're doing a great job, man. You're keeping them at arm's length. You're turning it around. You're putting them on the defensive. You're doing all the things that petty, argumentative little men do. But in our world, petty, argumentative little men win most of the time. Because we let them. Because they pay us. Because they have some goodies for us. They got a bag of candy that they toss at us, and we're dumb enough to fucking go scramble along the ground for it. They just toss the trick-or-treat shit out there, and there we are, Mr. and Mrs. America, crawling on the fucking pavement for that shit. So desperate we are for material things and just some peace and quiet, and, you know, we don't want anybody to bother. We'll take any fucking dictator that comes along. We don't give a fuck about this democracy shit. We never understood it in the first place anyway. Seems like a big fucking hassle. I'd rather have some guy just calling the shots for me, man, than having to go out there and fucking vote or get educated on shit. I'm dumb. I've always been fucking dumb. What am I supposed to understand? I don't understand half of it. I don't even know what the three branches of government are. I don't know what the Federalist fucking Papers are. I don't know who Alexander Hamilton was. I don't know. I barely know who Lincoln was. I know that Lincoln was, what, freed the slaves? Didn't he do that? I hear Robert E. Lee was just as good, you know. This is the baby boomer. I put it all on us, the baby boomers. I put it all on us. The biggest pack of fucking losers the world has ever seen. This fucked up generation of entitled punk asses that were born after World War II between 45 and 65. Is that about where they put them? I'm right in the middle of it, so. Thought we were just so special. We were going to change the fucking world. There was this huge, you know, big mound of fucking population passing through the pipeline there, 75, 100 million people. That's us. Turns out what? All those fucking drugs, all that fucking LSD and peyote, all that shit. Talk about addling the brain. Every goddamn conspiracy theory, every silly, stupid fucking idea given full, you know, just given a full hearing by my generation, no matter how absurd and no matter how ridiculous and everything like paranoid, you know, about the power, you know, frightened of the power structure to the point where we're fucking buying into the power structure, to the point where we put a goddamn dictator in there. And this fucking Lionel, Here's a guy that I used to know, briefly. I mean, I knew this cat in a professionally courteous way. He's flipped his motherfucking lid. This guy buys into all of that shit. QAnon, you name it. Everybody you thought had brains, turns out they're just a bunch of scared fucking rats. You give it all over to Donald Trump. They'll just bend right over, just grease up, bend over, and let Donald Trump shove it in, because that's how desperate they are. Say, everybody talks about racism. You want to know why? Because that's the name of the fucking game in America. That's what's happening in America. No, tell me it ain't, all right? Just go sell it to somebody else, because I see it, I hear it, I smell it every motherfucking day for years and years and years and years and years. Jumping into a cab, listening to a cab driver about the niggers this and the niggers that. He don't fucking know me. Where does he get off talking to me like that? I'm white. I must feel that way. Till I tell a guy, I don't appreciate what you're saying. My girlfriend at the time was black. My girlfriend's black. Oh, well, gee, you got to hear these fucking pussy-ass motherfuckers backpedal when you lay that on them. And it happens all the time. So don't, and one of the things you'll hear, and they even try to sell other white people on this shit, is, no, we're not like that. That's like saying, I just saw the sun coming up in the fucking east the other morning. No, that's wrong. What? Dude, I just saw it with my own fucking eyes. I experience it every goddamn day. I see it coming up in the east all the goddamn time. There it is, the sun coming up the east. Well, no, you just know. They'll argue this with you. What you've seen with your own eyes. What you've seen, heard with your own ears. So, I'm sorry, Bray. I'm sorry to wake you up, baby, because I gotta do what I gotta do, man. You dig me, girl. What is this shit? National Democratic Redistricting Pact. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are pumping it. They're really working. But I feel very negative about the future. I do. It's like I don't even know. I realize they're idiots. And I know that they will, for a time, have sway. But I've never seen the country almost en masse become as fucking dumb as it has in recent years. I'm not convinced there's going to be a blue wave. Not in the fucking least, man. I'll believe that shit when I see it. Am I going to vote? Hell yeah, I'm going to vote. Have I given money? You goddamn right I've given money. I'm getting so goddamn much money. I'm getting fucking email after email after email from every fucking... And I don't blame them, of course. Hit up the guys, I've given money. I'm going to vote. I'm trying to do my due diligence as a citizen, but I got no faith at all. None. First of all, I do believe there's voter suppression. I do believe these Republicans are so motherfucking criminal that they would do whatever they can to keep people from voting. That's number one. Number two, the Democrats, based upon 2016, are piss fucking poor at getting the vote out. Jesus, they thought they were going to ride to glory, man, on the shoulders of whatever it was they did with President Obama. In 2016, they handed the election to Donald Trump on a silver platter, and I don't think they've recovered since. I ain't seen them do shit other than Doug Jones in Alabama. That's it. That's the miracle. That you're going to need a miracle like that times 10, man, to get this fucking country back on track. And I ain't done shit. I'm supposed to get excited because they've come close in a few places? You got to care. You got to give a shit. You have to give a shit. And Kanye West represents more Americans than you think. He represents the dumbass that thinks the whole thing is just playtime. He thinks it's just all playtime. He thinks the whole motherfucking thing is just, like we're all reading it, like we're in a TV show or in a fucking movie or something. It's just, we're all going to wake up and it's all going to be fine. Should this be the show tomorrow? That's how I feel. I have no idea, man. Maybe it ought to be. But there's an awful lot of vulgarity and stuff in it. I haven't done one of these in a long time. Anyway. I don't know about these fill-onlys, man, whether they work or not. It's about the only fucking way I feel right now, man. So I, so no, man, I don't, I'm not convinced of a blue wave. And Red Wave, there ain't no Red Wave. There's no fucking Red Wave. Nobody gives, there aren't that many people that care that much about Donald Trump. The problem is they're few in number, but they've got this big, loud, fat tub of shit in Washington named Donald Trump who tweets his ass, and he's got this huge, huge megaphone. So you don't need a lot of people. You got Trump. He runs the debate. He controls the conversation. 60 Minutes isn't going to go in there and find out anything. They're not going to go in there and, you know, really dig it out of him. They're going to do jack shit. They're old school, man. They've never seen anything like Trump. They don't know how to talk to him, deal with him. They wouldn't know him from, they wouldn't know how to deal with Donald Trump anymore than they know how to goddamn land on Mars. So the red wave, yeah, go, yeah. You may win, but it ain't because you got a red wave. It's because all the motherfucking blue wave people, all the people that believe in the future of this country and have got a little bit of education are completely stymied as to how to deal with a sack of shit like this guy, Trump. Now, this past weekend, we saw the street fights happening. I don't know where it was, New York, between these fucking Proud Boys. That's the stupidest fucking name. What is this, man? Is this like Romper Stomper or something? We back in the 80s in England? Anyway, the Proud Boys. And this guy, Gavin McGinnis. I used to watch this guy on Red Eye like he was supposedly a comedian or something. Anyway, there's a big fucking melee. You know, because they went after some Antifa guys who, I guess, were protesting some Republican Party meeting. Nonetheless, when I saw that melee, I said, "Well, this is it. This is the purest expression of what's happening in America right now is that fucking fist fight, that street brawl that took place in New York over the weekend. At least those guys got the fucking balls to get right out there on the goddamn pavement and go at it. Instead of fucking pretending like we have some meaningful dialogue going on in this country. When you got a weak-ass motherfucker like Ben Sasse and a fucking worthless sack of shit like Jeff Flake and all these other people that pretend to really want to bring bolster America's integrity and bring America's soul back and bring back the spirit and the valor of intellectualism to America, and that Donald Trump is definitely very much a destructive force. And then they turn around like Sasse, and they bring this Kavanaugh. Even one of the goddamn former Supreme Court justices said this guy's temperament is all wrong when he was sitting there talking about Hillary Clinton 2016 and not getting over the election. What the fuck are you talking about, man? I thought you were going to be a Supreme Court justice. Now, you watch that and you say, well, this is, even I, Phil Hendry, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a member of that Senate subcommittee of the judiciary. Even I know that sounds like some crazy ass. But here comes Sasse, Mr. Independent bullshit. That's what's wrong with the country. When good people who happen to be maybe on the same side of the aisle with Trump, but they recognize the destructiveness of this man, they haven't got the fucking balls to follow through. Why? Because they're afraid of their party being out of power. Oh, no. Well, we can't just give this to them. It's more important to keep the Republicans in power, even if they are as fucking corrupt and un-American a party as we've seen in years, with McConnell, who doesn't give a shit what happens to the country so long as he wins. If that's the thinking, we got big trouble. Okay? So, blue wave? My fucking ass. I'll believe it when I see it. I'll vote. I'm voting for Democrats. But that's what I've been doing my whole goddamn life. I'll believe it. I'm not making any predictions, but I'll believe it when I see it. I don't see this shit happening, man. Right now, I don't see all. I see the message getting muddled. I see the message getting lost. I see that the right wing in this country controlling the message. I see them vilifying all the people they want to vilify. I see them, lifting off the hook the people who want to lift off the hook. I see the Russians are still on Twitter. Let me ask, Twitter, the people that run Twitter don't know really what they got. They really honestly don't. I know they're brilliant. They invented it. I get that. But in terms of the social significance, political significance, they really don't understand what it is they have right now. They have something. It's like owning the water. Back in the day, the water was owned privately until someone said, you can't, this is impossible. It's going to have to be publicly administered utility, and it became that way. Twitter is almost like that. It's too dangerous to have technocrats who are good at this kind of technical administrative shit, you know, and you know, and can create and invent, but they are unaware of the impact, how it's used, and thus they have a completely irresponsible hand on the tiller there. They let the president say any fucking thing he wants. Lie? Christ almighty, this motherfucker gets on. Who wouldn't love Twitter? If you're a liar, Twitter's your ally. Twitter is more of an ally to the liar than it is to someone telling the truth. Far more. Because as Mark Twain said, a lie goes all the way around the world while the truth is still getting out of bed putting its shoes on. That was the great quote from Mark Twain. And you can argue as to why that's true, but it's true. And so to that extent, Twitter is an ally to the liar, not to the person that tells the truth. So these guys that run Twitter, they don't see that. They don't understand the damage that's being done when a guy passing as president of the United States, this guy Trump, will say things like, he'll say that, you know, the Democrats are going to, they'll be violent. If they win, there'll be violence in the streets. Now, the one person who's been murdered through all of this was young Heather Heyer in Charlottesville, who is protesting against the Proud Boy neo-Nazi Donald Trump faction there in Charlottesville. She was murdered in cold blood. What the fuck are you talking about? There'll be violence on the left. The right use that kind of intimidation and violence because they're all pissed off, because they don't want to be quote-unquote replaced. I got news for you. You're going to die someday, Jack. You're right. You won't be replaced. Somebody better will come along. So the cold-blooded murder and the blood is on the hands of the right wing. Not this phony fucking accusation that somehow the left will, through a reign of terror, if they win. We're trying to get America loose from the reign of terror of Charlottesville and Donald Trump's equivocation on that shit and his rallies in front of all the white people and his effort at raising the white race into, you know, a place of a permanent control, if you will, over the political and cultural dialogue in this country and discourse in this country so that, you know, they don't have to be as scared of all the dark races. And what are they going to do? They can't possibly be Christians, and they can't possibly like democracy. Well, they like it a lot better than your ass does. You motherfuckers are trying to tear it up, tear it, the guts out of it. Look at this, man. Is there a fight going on out here? I'm looking at this Minnesota-Colorado MLS game, and it looks like there's a... Looks like there was a fight. Somebody won. Colorado 2, Minnesota nothing. Colorado kicked Minnesota's ass. Who's playing? Tim Howard is in goal for Colorado. He was my main man there at Everton when he was the goaltender at for the Toffees, you know. All right, I got to have to edit this piece of shit. I think this is going to be the show. I haven't done a fill-only in a long time. I'm going to have to let everybody know and warn everybody that this is going to be a really, really rancorous and political podcast. So don't listen if you're easily offended. And as it turns out, the pre-show is the show here today. So I'm sorry. But, you know, there's too much shit going on. And every now and again, it just comes pouring out of me. I get so goddamn frustrated and angry. So I said some shit today that I really believe. And that is, I'm going to wait and see whether we have a blue wave or not, or whether we've actually been able to motivate voters, whether we've actually been able to get people to the polls, whether or not people have been, you know, if there's some shit going on in Georgia, shit going on in Florida, you know, where people who want to vote are being kept off the rolls for a variety of different political reasons by the Republicans in power, of which they are in Florida and in Georgia. We'll find out whether that shit was actually taken care of or whether that shit got to, whether they got to slide with that shit. Because if they did, we're going to have a real serious problem here, man. We find out that Florida and Georgia were playing fucking games. Of course, there's Donald Trump saying, no, the fraud is on the side of the left. That's how you got elected, huh, Trump? Because there's all this voter fraud by the left. Usually that means they win. Voter fraud that you haven't been able to prove at all. Well, guess what? Now there's a new charge of voter fraud, and it's coming from the left. And they're talking about Florida keeping people off the rolls. They're talking about Georgia keeping people off the rolls and other places. We'll see. But if it turns out to be true, of course, if it turns out to be true, we'll never know. Because we'll get the kind of hard-hitting reporting like we got from 60 Minutes here tonight. You know, they'll really dig into it for about 2 seconds. It'll baffle their fucking asses and they'll move on to something else. Looks like a couple of fans got on the field here in this Colorado-Minnesota game. Or their player, I don't know, maybe their teammates. I don't know. But there was a massive fucking fight. Well, all right. Okay, Brea. It's all right, babe. She's like, what are you doing, man? You're fucking yelling and screaming and stuff? It's okay, baby. All right, till tomorrow, this has been a Phil Only at philenryshow.com. Fade out, man. Fade out. Why don't you all just fade away?